The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. Boy, hell's a poppin' in national news, hell's a poppin' in state news, hell's a poppin' in local news. And so I guess what I'm trying to tell you is we'll bring you as much hell today as we possibly can. I guess I never thought of it that way when we say hell's a poppin'. There is the greatest I told you so moment ever concerning Michael Sam. I'm actually going to get to that right away at 9:06. I didn't expect an I told you so moment this quickly, but we have one. And an embarrassing moment for the radical liberal group, One Wisconsin. Now, what else? There's just a ton of stuff out there. But I want to start here. As you know, Walmart has introduced a new plan for a downtown Larson Green property store. As you know, Jim Schmidt's initial reaction was, well, I see nothing different about this, and this is just the same old, blah, 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 blah. Then he suddenly wants to start compromising and negotiating with Walmart. An interesting development, to say the least. He is proposing a two-story, 150,000-square-foot store, saying, look, it's still the same size, but it would allow for more development on that parcel. Walmart has carved out a piece of that parcel. Further, they're allowing, and I don't know that I've ever heard it put this way before, development in the airspace over the development. In other words, the city would be able to offer to developers second-story development over the parking area. That's a pretty different situation to me from what I've ever heard. What I said is I believe that Jim is coming to see that he may be outvoted on city council, and that's why suddenly he's in a compromising, negotiating mood. There is a development in this story to tell you about, and joining us now to talk about that is Green Bay City Council President Tom DeWayne. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you.
Okay, Tom, my understanding is later today you are going to request an advisory committee meeting. The advisory committee is basically the council leadership, president, vice president, and the five chairs of the various committees. Why are you asking for this, and what would you expect to happen at that meeting?
Well, you know, Jerry, I think it's time that we get to together and discuss this intelligently. What the mayor proposed is something that was brought to us at least three different times, Jerry. Walmart has looked at this property. They know what they need to make it successful, and two-story building was never in the picture, and we've been told that over and over again. And to bring this back as a two-story, you know, after we've discussed it so many times and it wasn't going to work for them, I don't understand it, and the reason behind it is unknown. I think it's important for us to understand it. Walmart himself, you know, they're saying that he's saying that they haven't changed anything, but they have. Since this, we started discussions. I worked with them on airspace. There's a portion of this property, 30,000 square feet, that can be used, and they've really complemented the other storefronts with the new design he brought it. It looks great. It looks like a two-story building. It fits right in.
I'm glad you brought that up because I don't think that's getting enough play. What they've done, you know that the mantra here, Tom, is mixed-use development. I don't think that change has gotten enough notice where they've kind of broken out the various elements that they have, pharmacy, you know, grocery and so on. You know, critics are going to disagree with you on this, but you are comfortable right now with the way you've seen the design that it really does fit into the Broadway district.
You know, Jerry, if you go back to the survey that they took, the comprehensive plan from the people in that district, Everything that Walmart's bringing is in that plan. If what people are asking for, they like to see 350,000 square foot buildings. Now, if you take what Walmart's brought to it, you have that. If they want Walmart to build three different buildings, that's crazy. They're going to be attached anyway. You know, I can't see for the life of me taking a chance and taking on a $3 million loan with the interest. We're going to have to clean this property up. And if anybody thinks that we're going to be able to fix the Larson building, you know, you're talking $3, $4 billion. I mean, you know, granted, there's grants out there for the cleanup and stuff like that, but you know as well as I do, there's not much money out there left. And who's to say we would get any of it knowing that we have somebody that's willing to come in, no subsidy from the Green Bay, and do this project, Jerry? I just don't get it.
Tom,
and also along with this, what people are hearing is they guaranteed us that this whole project will be done from a developer here in Green Bay, and talking to that developer, they would only use Green Bay. And discussing it with them, that's $10 million that will stay right here in Green Bay, Jerry.
And I've said this on the air. I've been covering these types of things for over 30 years, and I've never seen an offer like this with virtually no city investment for such a major return on the investment in terms to the economy that Walmart would be putting in. We're talking with Council President Tom Duane. So, Tom, what do you anticipate happening at the advisory committee meeting you're requesting? Would you see a motion endorsing the revised plan and recommending plan commission and council to go along with that? What do you see taking up?
Well, that's exactly it, Jerry. I think before it gets to planning, they got to understand that as all the persons and together, instead of doing this outside, out in the street and calling each other, I think it's important that the people of Green Bay understand where we're coming from. And when it gets to planning, they understand where we're coming from. And I think it's important as the council president is to bring the council together and discuss this openly so everybody can see where we're at and what's happening. And instead of behind closed doors.
What sense, if any, do you have right now in terms of where the entire council is? The sense I'm getting is if there's not a majority in favor of this, it's very close.
I think there's a majority right now, a majority.
And with that, you know,
I look at it, Jerry, as about 7-5 right now.
All right, right now you think it's about 7-5.
Yes.
But what you've got going on, you know, now let me ask you, and I guess I'm asking you to opinionate a little bit here.
Okay.
The mayor is suddenly, in my opinion, to a degree, softened his stance because he at least now is willing to talk. The two-story thing isn't going to fly, but at least he's not just saying yet. Do you think that's a product of having a sense of where the council is?
Yes. He's discussed this with everybody, I'm sure. And from my understanding and what's being talked about, he's even discussed whether he'd veto it or not. And from what I understand, I don't think he would, but that could change. But he also understands that the two-story building was not going to fly, and so I don't understand why it was brought back.
What you've got going on here then, and you mentioned Plan Commission, you've almost got a dual situation going on here now, don't you, where you've got the Plan Commission going ahead doing their thing, and now you've called for an advisory committee meeting with council leadership. To me, it seems like we've almost have, I don't know how else to put this, a split government approaching this right now.
Well, you know, you can look at it that way, but I think it's important right now because it has been a hot topic, and the aldermen have been getting tons of emails, tons of calls, and I think we need to put it out there, exactly discuss what the mayor wants to do and what Walmart wants to do, and just be open. And I think that's the best way to do it.
All right, Council Green Bay City Council President Tom Duane, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right, want to just fill in the blanks a little bit here. So I believe, I didn't confirm this with him, but I believe he's calling this for Monday. Yeah, Monday night is what he's requesting. It is Monday night. This is what I've been saying for about the past week or two now. Forget the mayor and forget Plan Commission. because they're virtually one in the same. Here's the sense that I get. Jim Schmidt knows there's now a majority on council on this, that thank God they have come to their senses, it appears, and realize, I it might be strong to say this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but it's pretty close. And here's what I mean by that. I'm glad Tom spent some time on this, and I've spent a lot of time on the show on this. I have covered development proposals in Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan. I mean, really big ones. And other communities, smaller ones. I am telling you, the nature of the Walmart proposal, where they don't want TIF help, where they don't want the city to do remediation. And when you go to the idiotic comments, and by the way, I didn't call the commenters idiots, I called their comments idiotic. When you go to the idiotic comments on that hate Facebook page, which is No Walmart on Broadway, which is just a Walmart hate Facebook hate page. That's all it is. They hate Walmart. And they make these preposterous statements. Do you have any, they have no idea what it is for a developer to come in. And Tom just made a really good point. He said, well, look, Walmart's not going to break their three departments into three buildings. That would just be stupid. They're not going to do that. It's inefficient when they can make it look like three separate buildings. Here's the question. Would the Walmart haters even be appeased by that? Would that change anything for them? I doubt it. So I doubt it. The only reason they know Walmart's not going to do that. If Walmart tomorrow said, all right, fine, we're going to break this into three separate two-story shops, they would come up with a reason to hate it because they hate Walmart. And this has nothing to do with what's a good fit. This is a pretty damn good fit right now. And this, well, mixed use would do. This is mixed use. You might be going there for pharmacy. You might be going there for clothes. You might be going for something you need at lunch if you work in downtown Green Bay. You might do your shopping there for your food. How is that not mixed use? And they are now willing to create a facade where it is mixed use. How is this any less desirable than a standalone pharmacy, a standalone general retail store, and a standalone food store? How is it any less desirable? It isn't. And the carve-out isn't inconsequential. Development over the airspace over the parking lot, isn't inconsequential. By the way, let me see. Do I have that here in the time? I got 3 minutes. Where'd I go with that? I have some additional information on this. The total Walmart store footprint, as proposed downtown, is 154,000 square feet. That's 38,000 square feet in grocery, 85,000 square feet in general merchandise. Smaller departments such as pharmacy, food tenant, and garden center also would be housed under the Walmart roof. In essence, Walmart would be providing several mixed retail uses in its store. This is mixed use. Now, here's another thing, traffic impact. Walmart did an analysis on this. By the way, that's the other thing, the notion that Walmart hasn't done their homework on this. Their analysis was conducted while the Frigo Bridge was down. So that provided a worst-case scenario. Think about this. When traffic was being rerouted in part through downtown. With the addition of the Walmart development and the recommended improvements listed in this report, the overall operations at the study area intersections are expected to improve over their current conditions. In other words, while Walmart will increase area traffic, if recommended traffic signals are installed at Walmart's expense, traffic flow will improve over existing conditions. Square footage of the Green Bay area stores. Okay. The Green Bay West is 231,000. Green Bay East, 154,000, comparable to what they're looking at downtown. De Pere, 186,000. The 154,000 square foot proposed for Walmart store is about 50% less than the West Green Bay store. Typical footprints of other stores, including Woodman's, are indeed larger than Walmart. The industry standard for parking stalls is 5 spaces per 1,000 square foot. The standard would dictate 770 stalls at the proposed downtown store, but Walmart has scaled back the parking. A 150,000 square foot Walmart store will employ about 300 associates. The average hourly wage of full-time hourly associates in Wisconsin is $12.78 an hour. Management staff at this store is expected to include 15 salaried managers and salaries that could range from $50,000 to $170,000 a year. 75% of their salaried managers at hourly positions, so a part-time job can lead to a retail career. Our turnover rate is lower than the retail industry average. That's the reality, not the fantasy of the Walmart haters. This is a big step that's happening on Monday night. 8:56. I don't know where we're going at 9:06. I do. I don't have time to tell you. Trust me, it's good.